Aging wisely, facing emotional challenges from 50 to 85 plus years. By Viola Mack, PhD, ABPP. Preface. Aging wisely, facing the emotional challenges from 50 to 85 plus years, has emerged from my experiences of growing older. I have become increasingly convinced that feelings are the predominant force behind our actions, directing our choices and selecting our social relationships. My practice as a clinical psychologist centered on helping patients face those feelings that bind them from happiness in their lives. Hidden feelings are often expressed in unknown and unbidden ways. For instance, I was especially impressed with one patient who avidly repeated that he had no feelings. His wife agreed. Nevertheless, during one session, he blinked while discussing a problem. When I questioned what he had felt at that moment, with effort, he said that he was afraid of what he had said, giving the key to recognizing his feelings. It is now recognized that as we grow older, we rely more on our feelings for the decisions and choices that we make. To your own self be true, rings the bells of our hearts. To be true to ourselves is to be true to our feelings. Observing myself, family, friends, and patients as we have grown older instigated the thought that it might be easier if aging people were more aware that their feelings, their stresses, and their concerns of life were shared by others. The growth of the field of developmental psychology now includes the phases of aging, similar to other ages of growth. The research has familiarized us with the stresses.